From the Field. Brought to you by your Greater Detroit Toyota dealers. For 30 Toyota offers, visit buyatoyota.com. Even on mobile, here's Jim Price.
Welcome back, everybody. Joe Niekro was a great pitcher that I caught. His brother Phil, together they won 539 wins. And Joe Niekro was a great guy, too. Joe had 221 wins and just a fantastic guy. Passed away October 27th, 06. And a very special guest tonight, Natalie Niekro, president and founder of Joe Niekro Foundation. Natalie, great to have you once again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me here.
Tell us a little bit about it, what it's all about.
Sure. Well, you know, Dad passed away from a brain aneurysm in 2006, and I started the foundation to really raise awareness for the research, treatment, and funding for aneurysms, because it's one in 15 people that will develop a brain aneurysm, which is pretty astounding.
That is astounding.
Very much so. Yes, and you know, they're 100% treatable if you know that you have one. So the foundation's purpose is really to promote the importance of early detection, to help fund research, and to help patients and families that are going through, you know, debilitating conditions because of this disease.
Natalie, is there, if somebody's listening, is there a phone number or a website that could go to?
Absolutely.
If they want to get involved?
It's joeniekrofoundation.org. And of course, the t-shirts are online on the website, plus many of the other events that we're doing across the country throughout the rest of this year. And I'm really, really active. I'm really excited to say that the foundation's raised a little over $2 million
Wow.
since I started it. So you can tell we're very, very active and out and about in the community. And next weekend, I'm actually going to be in Minneapolis doing something at Target Field. So, you know, I'm moving and shaking and just trying to get the awareness and the importance out to the community all over the country.
Well, your dad was a fantastic guy. I had a lot of fun with caught him and caught his knuckleball all over my body.
I won't tell you the stories that he told me about.
Oh, no, I'm innocent. I'm innocent. But he threw the hardest knuckleball I've ever seen. But he knew how to pitch. He had a great time, and he was a great teammate.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, one of the biggest events that I have in the year is called the knuckleball.
Appropriately
named, yeah, for the pitch that made him famous.
That's great. Natalie, great to have you here. And again, the best of luck. Anything we can do, please let us know.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And go Tigers.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Stay with us now. Much more coming up in your Detroit Tiger Radio Network.